City of Ketchikan Mayor Bob Weinstein has joined forces with the Obama campaign to dispel what he says are Sarah Palin's distortions of her record as governor. But as KRBD's Deanna Garrison reports, Ketchikan's borough mayor is worried that Weinstein's public opposition to the governor could end up hurting Ketchikan in the long run.
I told the Congress, thanks but no thanks on that bridge to nowhere.
That was Governor Sarah Palin accepting the Republican Party's nomination for vice president in Minneapolis earlier this month. The same bridge to nowhere statement has been a popular applause line in Palin's speeches from Ohio to Pennsylvania. But it isn't going over so well in Ketchikan, where that bridge was planned to be built. City Mayor Bob Weinstein says Palin's bridge claim is misleading at best.
She never told Congress thanks but no thanks because she wasn't governor. She never, as she's implying daily around the United States, gave the money back. Because first of all, she wasn't governor at the time. And second of all, the state received every cent, every dime, every dollar of the allocation, with or without earmarks.
That said, Palin did cancel the project last year, citing a nearly $400 million price tag as the reason. Since then, the State Department of Transportation has announced that it's taking a second look at crossing alternatives, which include both bridges and improved ferry access. Weinstein says he also takes issue with Palin's use of the bridge to nowhere term that he says is offensive to many Ketchikan residents.
For her to then use a phrase that she knows is a slur and a knock and that has negative connotations for the community that we all live in, I think is very inappropriate.
Weinstein has been interviewed by numerous national media outlets about Palin's bridge to nowhere claim. On Wednesday, the Obama campaign, with the help of Weinstein and former Governor Tony Knowles, announced a new group called Alaska Mythbusters, which it says will debunk myths and expose the truth about Palin's record. Weinstein participated in the Obama campaign teleconference, with national media announcing the formation of that group. The mayor's very public stance against the governor and potentially against the country's next vice president is drawing criticism from some quarters of the community. Weinstein says he's exercising his First Amendment rights and should not have to fear retribution from Palin. But Borough Mayor Joe Williams says his city counterpart is not helping Ketchikan.
Should the McCain-Palin ticket lose, she's coming back to be our governor. And if we were in the bad light before she got there, what light will we be in when she returns?
Williams says he personally found himself on Palin's bad side when he publicly called her out during last year's Alaska Municipal League meeting.
At the AML meeting, I asked all the mayors of Alaska who were in attendance, who asked them to raise their hand, who here today was able to meet with the governor? Who got a meeting with the governor? One hand rose, and he said he got that meeting 6 months ago, but hasn't been able to get a meeting with her since. That's how accessible our governor is to our mayors. And she should know better because she's been one. So that's what really got me into trouble.
Williams says the governor confronted him during a legislative fly-in in Juneau this spring. Now Williams says he's helping to coordinate the McCain-Palin campaign's efforts in Ketchikan.
It would be great to get the governor out of Alaska to Washington, D.C., because that could only be good for Alaska. And then, of course, we would have a new governor to work with then.
The New York Times reported on September 11th that the governor had dropped references to the bridge to nowhere from her speeches, at least while she was in Alaska. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.